The University of Oklahoma softball team had a monster season this year. They set the NCAA record for consecutive wins with 41. They led the nation in batting average, home runs per game, ERA, and fielding percentage. The only thing OU couldn't get done was a College World Series championship. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's Sports and Commentary Show. This is Greg Stewart. The program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always connect for more information at WWIB.com. The Sooners got to the finals against UCLA, and they lost two straight to finish runner-up this year. OU dominant junior pitcher Giselle Juarez finished at 28-4 for the 57-6 Sooners. And the Glendale, Arizona native is with me on the show today. So you guys had the number one seed in the tournament, Giselle. Best record in softball, best stats in the nation. But then you lose two straight to UCLA in the finals. Have you been able to kind of process what happened for OU this year and be okay with the outcome?
Well, at the end, it was kind of funny. Like the day after we lost, we went back to Norman, and it felt like an off day. It just felt like another day, like a Monday, and then it felt like we were supposed to have practice the next day. So to go that whole season, like, was awesome, but it felt weird when it finally, like, the season finally came to an end, because it's like, well, this is different. Like, we just, like, is it really over already? It went by so fast, but it was a really awesome season.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, you're going 90 miles an hour, road trips, practice, and games, and suddenly it's all over, huh?
Yeah, it went by really fast, but, like, to travel, like, I wouldn't have wanted to travel as much as we did with anybody else. This team was like relentless when it came to traveling, and we kept with it, and to do what we did on the road was simply amazing.
Well, Giselle, your story is kind of dripping with irony. I mean, last year you played for Arizona State, ASU team that was knocked out by Oklahoma in the NCAAs. And this year you're back in the College World Series wearing an OU uniform. So tell me how all this took place. How did this happen?
It was probably the biggest decision of my, well, as of right now, of my adult life. Definitely one of the hardest, but I think when I made the decision, I put my faith in God, and something was telling me just like take a leap and like just go for it, and I did, and it was very hard. It was kind of stressful, especially being in the middle of fall. But I mean, when Coach Gasso contacted me, I was like, one, I was like, well, this is crazy. Like, it's Coach Gasso. But I mean, when I talked to her, it felt like I had known her forever. And it was really awesome to feel that kind of energy, especially going into a process like that.
So, G, how did things, you know, go south for you out in Tempe with ASU and that program?
Well, I don't really talk about why I transferred, but, I mean, it was definitely something spiritual. Like, leaving ended up being, like, a spiritual awakening for me, and I didn't realize that till maybe, like, the start of season. But it definitely, like, helped my faith grow, and I think it also helped my family's faith grow. Because I was into, like, FCA at ASU, but when I left, it was, like, kind of hard. But when I got to OU, it was, like, just amazing and open. And, I mean, I've never gone to more Bible studies. And, I get to go to church with a lot of my teammates and have that biblical community around me, as well as, like, a softball team around me, and like family and sisters and all of that. So it was really awesome when I got to OU.
And your Sooners dugout has become sort of like a mini church with so many committed Christians on your OU roster. And wasn't there a situation this season where you're out in the circle and you're struggling during a game and a teammate said to you, well, let's stop for a moment. Let's pray about this. Is that right?
Lindsay came up to me, my catcher, during the Texas series, and we just had a Bible, like a chapel meeting, and with I can't remember who at this time, but they were talking, and they were talking about how, like, moments don't define you, like God defines you, and like all of that. And like she came up to me and she's like, hey, like, you have nothing to prove here, like, this doesn't define you, like, you have nothing to prove. And like it just hit me, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And it was really awesome because it was just something I needed, and like she just knew that I needed to hear that in that moment. And obviously that's a big series, but to hear that and know like it's not all on my shoulders, and it is just a game, and like God's just using softball as a platform for me, was really awesome. And that's something I kind of took with the rest of the season, was like, it is written. And for me, that was, while it was different, it was the same for me, because when I think of it is written for me, like in big moments, I'll step on the mound, bases loaded, and I think that happened at LSU, and I was like, you know what, it is written, like whatever happens here, like I'm going to compete, but like whatever happens, like it doesn't define me, and he already has a plan. And so that's kind of what my motto was this year, was like, it is written. So
I love that. It is written. You know, God's in charge. Gisele Juarez, the first team All-America pitcher with the Oklahoma Sooners softball team, on Sports and Commentary. Well, let's pause here. We'll come back with you next time, visit about the season, kind of walk through the end of the campaign with you, Gisele, and share more about your faith and the impact that Christ has made in your life. Appreciate you coming by today. We'll talk soon. Have a great one, okay?
Thank you, you too.